Have we, go ahead.
And they've got a company maintaining, seeing that everything is in order and everything's.
Yeah, they have, they contract operate the plant.
What you're talking here, just phase one, right?
It's actually, yes, it is. The, there was about 15 easements, actually there might have been around 18 easements that we were unable to obtain. There's two lift stations that are somewhat complicated. We're trying to get worked out to get finalized on the purchase. So we need some additional funds to complete that, as well as wrap up the engineering, get it to bid, and the legal services just to assist us with that.
Have we already agreed to do that project? I mean, is it?
No, I'll come back later when we bid out the exact phase. And after we get through that bidding phase, I'll present those construction costs and we'll ask for a funding agreement to do that.
I still have concerns over the sustainability, I guess, of the project. Will they ever actually pay for it?
They won't ever actually pay for the project.
You know, will we ever have the ability to make them pay their bills?
Yes, and that's supposedly going to get better with what we've heard about is the water system is going to be sold to Liberty Utilities.
Okay,
so it's a really good day.
No longer American Water or whatever.
It's called Taney County. No, I'm sorry. Taney County Water is in Lakeway. It's it is Taney County Water LLC. They're a company out of Nixa that owns several small water systems.
Okay.
And we get lots of complaints on the water systems, both in Lakeway and Venice. The Liberty Utilities is the company owned by Empire or vice versa, that same company that bought out Empire. So we think that's a good thing. I don't know what their plan is. I'd like to think they would go in and try to improve the system somewhat. But we do have a water shutoff agreement with the current company, as well as with Liberty Utilities.
Do you mean they might bury a water line deeper than 3 inches?
Yeah, hopefully.
And without doing this system, where is the sewage going to when the tank fails?
It just goes into the ground through the fractured rock, and that watershed drains to Taney Como.
Lake Taney Como.
Would it be cheaper to go in and just put a new septic tanks?
You know, I don't know. I don't think that's probably the best long-term solution.
Yeah, the problem down there is you don't have any room to do much. The lots are so small.
Yeah. And it's not really the tank. It's the lateral fields.
Right. Isn't there some new, and I'm just asking, is there new technologies that allow you to put, I was thinking there was some newer stuff that you can put two or three houses or whatever on the same. It's not really a lateral line anymore. It's a, what is it?
It's called a drip irrigation septic system.
Like a drip irrigation.
That takes up more lateral. That takes up more area.
You've
got to have the room.
I just think we need to make sure we're looking at all abilities to take care of the environmental issue that we know is there, but then also make sure that we aren't throwing good money after bad, for lack of a better way of,
I think there's no doubt that it would be a struggle for the first few years with people, but I think over time infrastructure improves an area and people will get used to it. Some people probably move out.
Paying the $37.50 a month sewer bill.
But we do have, like I said, we do have a water shutoff agreement with them that would hopefully allow us to keep from
have some sort of enforcement.
Some people not pay.
Some areas where I've got, wastewater running across the road, and when they're trying to do laundry, and you go down and put a notice of violation on them and give them 30 days. All they can really do is control their water and not try to produce any more wastewater than they necessarily have to, because there's just no room to put in extra lateral lines or anything. So it's a pretty struggle, really.
And we need to remind ourselves the whole purpose of the sewer sales tax is to keep our streams or lake waters or wells clean without contamination.
Yeah.
And you've got, did you say a total of 400 customers, the whole area?
A little less
area
than that.
Yeah.
It'd be similar to our power site project that we just completed.
It's
stepping through that over the course of a few phases to get it completed in 5 years.
It goes back to my other question. Can Rockaway handle 400 more customers?
Yeah, their plant's running about 200,000 gallons a day. It's about a third capacity.
Okay.
And when you figure this all in, I bet it's probably maybe 50,000 gallons a day. So it won't blow them out of water or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I think hydraulically the plant's capable. It's just, it's always kind of been an administration question.
Yeah.
You know, that's always kind of been the issue down there.
They've had a lot of it. The previous years have a lot of turnover down there, but in the last year or so, it's not been as bad. They kept the same council, I believe, this year, which was really positive.
And currently, they're doing a good job.
And they have an engineering firm also keeping a close eye on.
Yeah, they do. They keep a very close eye. And they're still under, what the right word is, maybe enforcement or whatever with the EPA, and they have to send in quarterly updates. And that probably won't come off anytime soon, I don't think. They didn't get fined from their last situation, but they do have to send those quarterly reports, and at any time EPA could come in and really drop the hammer on them. So.
And did I understand it correctly at the meeting when he was presenting it that they had met all the requirements that were
I believe they,
reports that came back good?
Yeah, I believe they kept the plant meeting its limits for probably close to 2 years now.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe close to 2 years.
And that firm was aware that how many customers that this would bring in to that plant. It was mentioned. And agreed that it would handle it.
Shouldn't have any problems. Like I said, 50,000, I mean, it's maybe a quarter, 25% more. It should not significantly upset the plant.
So you need, what's your motion need to do?
Just to approve this amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement between the sewer district and the county, in the amount of $75,000, and extend the timeline for completion to December 31st, 2019.
I make a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Lakeway, Venice on the Lake project, the amount of $75,000, and extend the time limit to December 31st, 2019.
Do you want to add the word amendment to the agreement?
Do I want to add the word amendment?
It was an amendment to the agreement.
Okay. Do you want to restate the entire motion? Or add the word amendment to the intergovernment.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. So the next project I'll summarize is the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. To take you back to the very beginning of this project, the original plan was to construct a line from the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Facility up Turkey Creek all the way out towards the airport, and then go up the hill towards Ridgedale and pick up the Big Cedar development, as well as Branson Cedars Resort, and set ourselves up for the future projects out that way. The district started that process back in around 14 or so, 2014 and 15, and subsequently made a decision to split that project in, I think it was either 15 or 16, maybe I think it was 16, 2016. The split kept the Turkey Creek Interceptor going from the Hollister Treatment Facility out to serve the Branson Creek development, but the other portion was to be served by a wastewater treatment facility. And the district went through quite a bit of preliminary engineering to vet that option and to compare that option back to an interceptor, a gravity interceptor. In the meantime, there was a different routing discovered or thought of that could be constructed from the Ridgedale area, Big Cedar development, north of Fruit Farm Road, and connect in at Turkey Creek down near the Branson Creek Boulevard Bridge over Turkey Creek. And that's what we're proposing today. The sewer district, a couple meetings, a sewer board a couple meetings ago, discussed this and made a decision to abandon the treatment facility option because it was going to be more expensive after going through a bunch of engineering to look at the cost. And so I've included a couple exhibits at the very end of those funding agreements, and then I emailed them to you separately as well. It's easier to view. But those exhibits show the what is to be expanded Turkey Creek project, which will go from the Hollister Wastewater Treatment Facility out to Branson Creek and pick up that development. The district will accept the infrastructure there and make some reorganizations, improvements to that infrastructure, and become the owner and operator of that sewer system out there. The project, the Turkey Creek project, will extend further up Turkey Creek itself and then go up an unnamed tributary off of Turkey Creek just south of the Branson Creek Bridge and connect in with the newly revised Ridgedale sewer project.
Is it going to, I assume it's going to bore under 65 to get to?
Yes, the developer being Cedar, we have an agreement with them to, they have constructed quite a bit of infrastructure and will finalize construction on some lift stations to eliminate their treatment plant and pump it up the hill. Right. And then they have agreed to bore it across 65 and get it to the east side. So the Ridgedale project, which would be the next funding agreement we'll discuss after this, Turkey Creek, the Ridgedale project will now pick up at the east side of 65, which it actually always was planned to do, but it will gravity flow from there down to just south of the Turkey Creek, the Branson Creek Bridge over Turkey Creek. Okay. And that's all shown on those exhibits in your packet. That project is proposed at $4.35 million, the Ridgedale portion, and the lower portion of Turkey Creek, including all the Branson Creek work, is now proposed at $10 million.
So it's essentially close to the same as what the overall project was looking at anyways?
Back from the beginning it was.
And even the the dollar amount?
Very close.
It was very close. And then... So these aren't additional funds. These are the kind of what the original numbers we've always talked about. Okay.
Yes.
So when they were talking the $17 million, that's when they were talking about the plan.
Yeah, when we split it, you start looking at building the Turkey Creek portion from the Hollister plant out of Branson Creek, and that was around $5.6 million. And then we were looking at where could we place a regional treatment facility and still come in under the interceptor cost if you were to run it the whole way. And a plant itself was going to be around $6-7 million, if I'm not mistaken. You still have to have infrastructure to get it to that location. And so you start adding in that infrastructure cost of a few million dollars. And it was in the millions, potentially, over what this 14.35.
And what is the what's the continued cost equate to as far as... Have the employees haven't have the
there's several thoughts given to that, several calculations done. The if the cost got exorbitantly high at the city of Hollister where we proposed to treat this sewer, it could get more expensive than a treatment plant. But that's not our thought right now because we own a large capacity in the Hollister plant. We pay a proportionate share, and I think in the long run that plant would have cost us more money.
Do we all
to operate
need to,
our own?
Do we still need to all get around the table and hammer all that stuff out as far as ownership and?
We might eventually. It's still being worked out. I think we're making some positive steps with the city, working on the capacity, as well as several other things. We're basically working on a new agreement with the city of Hollister. Okay. The current agreement's from 2010. We need some improvements. It's not a bad agreement. We just need to make some
improvements. Well, it needs to be revised to the situation of today.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming they need more capacity and not charge us as much for the unused capacity. I mean, we just need it all, who actually owns what.
Yeah.
And even in the wording of, does the county own the capacity or is the sewer district own the capacity?
I would like to get that cleared up.
We just need to get it all cleared up.
That's right. Yeah, and we're actively working on that.
There's no concern of running the line along Turkey Creek. It runs close to the creek, but we won't run into the same
right.
problems with the floods and stuff that we have, like we've experienced.